Hello, this is Daryl Warr, and I'm on a different microphone. I'm actually in a different room, and I just got back from the post office. Not a whole lot, but oh, it's just been so wonderful getting the mail, just making friends the old-fashioned way. In fact, somebody, we're going to see if she works out in Australia. She was saying, well, I think maybe that we have not as much in common, or we might be opposites, which would be good. And I'm like, please be different from me. By all means, be different from me. I don't want anybody who has everything in common with me. The mail is just lovely. But anyway, I'm making this because working on 17. And when I said baggage in some of the earlier podcasts, yeah, I'm seeing it because the memories of all the nonsense and the garbage and the BS that I got. Especially people talking in ways where writing a story, you're writing a story, you're a writer, 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 that would always say that. And I'm looking at my vocal tracks, I'm looking at sound effects, I'm looking at music, I'm editing things, I'm trying to figure out how to do certain acting jobs. There are so many facets to what I do. So when that baggage hits me, because my memory is very good and y'all know that, I get wacky. And I was trying to get something done last night. I fell off the wagon going to Facebook and that kind of thing, just looking like, where is, and then you see all the notifications, you get a little. So I noticed that my computer was offline and like, yeah, leave it off. Don't go looking at anything, even the stat records on the blog. I'm like, yeah, turn it off. I don't want to deal with it. I get interested in what people are digesting and I'm insatiably curious, which is terrible because that was how we were raised, a lot of us, to be interested in what you're going to school to learn. I mean, I was aggravated with kindergarten. I mean, I love kindergarten, but I was aggravated because, what are we going to learn to read? What are we going to learn to read? Come on! Somebody loves life, and I'm just being told, don't do anything. Like, why was I given birth to? Has anybody ever asked, why did you give birth to me? What happened? A lot of people are accidents. I'm an accident, but not a very good one. The story is that, you should have been pretty aware that something was going to happen. Somebody was going to show up, which is me, in the situation. So I say I'm an accident, but it was more laziness. So in that, we come into the world, and then all these dreadful things are just being told to do nothing, which is part of the problem with social media. You make it too easy. There's no effort involved. You're not in touch. You zone out. My pen pal Hidden Object just sent me a link to the theme park guy's website, and he went somewhere in 2010, and people were very engaged and enjoying themselves, and he wanted to go back, so he goes back this year, 2017. Everybody's taking pictures on their phone. They're just completely stuck to their smartphone, and that's the photo he's taken. He wanted to go back to wherever he had gone, and it was a different place, and he's like, oh, I hope in 20 years we're going to be making jokes about how connected we were in the second decade of the 21st century. And I'm all, yeah, I agree. So with that, there are some of us who still have the get up and go and the chutzpah, and we want to be going. And it's very frustrating when things can't get done. And also the baggage of being dismissed, in touch with some more artists, just seeing what they're doing. And it's very frustrating to be dismissed. Whereas with some of the pen friends, they've been enjoying life for a while. Or they get in touch because they're like, I've had it with social media. It's not my thing. And again, the high school stuff. But there's all the exposure from previous years of this. So that comes into place. And what I'm working on now, thankfully, I'm getting back to it. And talking about it really helps too. And I haven't been doing that. And my husband gets just tired of, he's all, I know the joke. And then he has his hobbies. So when I'm trying to tell him, this is what I see with where Victoria Winters is going and trying to get the Addams Family down, and it's really difficult. And he's all, well, as long as I don't have to pay attention because he wants to do his numbers and all that. So yeah, it's been difficult. And I was adding so much music and sound effects. I got to Wadsworth and Willie, and I've been missing working with Wadsworth. He's such a treasure. And I got to that, and I'm like, just put in sound effects and light sound effects, no music, no extra, no this, that. It's just Willie sitting in his room practicing his writing, talking to Wadsworth. Sarah comes in, and it's like, just leave it. Just Let it be a nice, quiet scene. Just leave it alone. Don't add anything else. Because, yeah, the sound effects for the fight scene just about killed me. I haven't even put the music in yet. So now I'm at this point with Julia and Elliot's date, which I'm just looking forward to working with them because people are always like, so Barnabas shows out or so Barnabas Maggie. I'm like, oh, I was everybody. I just went in and I was like, what the heck's the problem? So then, yeah, I sided with them because that was the obvious, whatever. But I love working with the other couples, like Carolyn and Tony. It's beautiful. What was great about getting through some of this year was figuring out how to keep Tony and Carolyn going, because I'm like, oh, Chris Jennings coming in, and then you find out, yeah, that was why they dropped Tony Peterson. Carolyn with another love interest, and oh my gosh, your heart's being whipped around watching this show, and you go, wait, no, that didn't go bad. I thought it did. That was my memory of what. And you watch it again, you're like, oh, yeah, he just got dropped because it wasn't soap opera enough or whatever. Or as I think O'Sheen said, Tony Peterson gets left out because Jerry Lacey has to keep on playing the repellent Trask family. So yeah, and I figured out, yeah, with Tony and Carolyn, you just have them keep solving problems. That's one of the reasons that things worked out. They went to Schooner Bay. Just got the idea in my head. Well, yeah, good. Go date Schooner Bay. Help with the problem in Schooner Bay. Bring it over. Sam, please fix this painting. And then I see, okay. And then they had to get rid of Angelique's painting, put it in the root cellar. And then after that, it just flowed. And because other problems came up, I got one listener. Tony and Carolyn is his favorite couple. And I'm like, oh, you're so cool. Just for the pit. There was a lot of mishaps, getting caught and that kind of thing. But then Blair comes in and they're like, oh gosh, you like want to race to the car, which is so cute. I feel bad if nobody had a relationship like that, a playful relationship like that, or playfulness in your relationship like that. And I know these things because I've kind of lived them, some of them. The problem for them sometimes was just getting some time by themselves. And that was what the listener was saying. Somebody's always walking in on them. But as more problems go through Dark Shadows, yeah, just have them be a team solving them, which I told somebody when it comes to Tony and Carolyn. I told somebody, this is how I wanted it to be for those Zorro movies with Antonio Banderas and Catherine Zeta-Jones. I saw the second one. I'm like, okay, they're going to be a team. And they weren't. And I was so aggravated. I was so aggravated at the sequel for Zorro. I was like, oh man, they could have, that would have been wonderful. And I don't know, maybe they could still do it. I don't know how old they are, if it would matter, CGI, whatever. So with them working that out, that was good to figure out. Just have them solve more problems along the way. And Chris is, that's Sabrina, that's who he cares about. And I'm sure she cares about him too. And there was a story that went up, but I haven't finished it yet, about Chris and Sabrina. Yeah, I want to get back to it. So yeah. And going with the other couples, and Julie and Elliot, and the date's good. And I want to watch them grow because I did the little seed stuff here and there, where, earlier in the pit. There was a scene, I can't remember which episode, where Dr. Hoffman says, Professor Stokes, that's the third time you've finished one of my sentences today. Am I really so predictable? And he's all, I don't think it's that. And so you just leave it there, this little seed. You don't know. They're jiving. They got some connection there. That's why he's finishing her sentences. This was very slow bloom. And so now that we're at that opening stage, they are a couple in the pit of Ultimate Dark Shadows, Dr. Hoffman and Professor Stokes. Just letting her finally have, okay, somebody wants my attentions. Just working with how Stokes is going to handle that. I'm sure sometimes he's going to get aloof. I already talked about something in 18. I told Helena about where you'll get a little, because Professor Stokes likes to study so much. And there is that scene in the original Dark Shadows where somebody's either knocking on his door or ringing his doorbell, and he's like, go away, there's no one home. And he wants them to leave because he's so into his book. And then when he finally has had it with somebody trying to get his attention, he slams the book shut and says, damnation. So there's a little bit of aloofness just for the love of studying, which is one of the reasons I adore this couple and to want to watch it grow. Although I am having a hard time deciding on what noises to have in the restaurant and if there's muzak piped in. So there's things like that that are slowing me down. There is the baggage that will come back into my head and aggravate me. There is the mixing, which somebody did point out. Yeah, I'm really glad that you mix your audio so well. He said it made it easier for him to digest the show, which I really appreciate that. And then there's the letters. And I have plenty of time for all these pen pals. Somebody asked me, how many do you have? Well, I don't know, because people do come and go. You know, they up and they drop. Or sometimes they will apologize effusively. And what, it only took them 3 days? You know, it's like, I'm sorry this took me so long. But, well, it could have been FedEx for all I knew. So it's funny. So I have time for that because just getting away from social media, all of a sudden I had the time. And then hooking up with people and having the same interests and just in their profile, just in their list, boom, 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 boom. And getting a few people comfortable with, well, yeah, you joined a pen pal website. Did you not want to? I mean, some of them even say snail mail. It's like, well, did you want to just sit here and chat like you're on the telephone, you know? Or did you want to write like you just are wondering? It's like, no, it's like in Teen Screen magazine, even back then, there are gobs of addresses people want in pen pals. So I have all that time to do the letters, but yeah, I want to get back on the road. That's one of the reasons I went to the pen pals. And like I say, if we had been pen pals before and you have some trepidation, you feel free to get in touch again. I was doing all this to find kindred spirits and friendship and people who were different and had good things to say. And you give out good, you get good. All the negativity, we're all just getting exposed to it and we're all reacting and we're acting strongly. Again, a lot of this is happening because people are not tech savvy or they're online intoxicated. Not necessarily alcohol. People could be all kinds of range of stuff, you know, because you make it that simple and then just bad things occur and the lack of awareness. And one thing, Kathleen Scott's so awesome. In the interview on Dark Shadows Into the Light, that podcast, she finally said something I needed to hear so bad. And I'm paraphrasing, I'm not sure if I'm getting it absolutely accurate. You could go to that podcast, you can find a copy. If you don't have a copy, I can bake you one if you want it, because I think the file's too big to email somebody. But she was asked about the concern that everything was going to be e-reader, that everything was going to be computer, that books were going away. And she said something to the effect of, it's another option. The brick and mortar are going to be there, but this is another option. I was like, oh, woman, you are gorgeous. Because I've been telling, because the e-reader, does anybody remember the e-reader days? I mean, I got a pen pal who doesn't go on the internet very much, and she's still having to stink about the e-readers. I like real books. And it's like, oh, this is so 10 years ago. I love it. You know, the complaint, because it's old. It's not something I deal with very often, but I love it because it's old. But that, I remember going through that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we are tripping over books here. Yes, there are still real books. And while everybody's complaining about real books versus the e-reader, they're not reading a real book. I'm not seeing them read a real book. You know, did you read anything lately? You know, you're so adamant that real books are better than e-readers. Well, the pen pal does. You know, she's telling me what she's reading for the books. You know, but then people complain about this. They're not sitting down reading any books. They just want something to complain about. It's so, what, such a waste of time. So with Kayla saying that, yes, it's an option. Yeah, I needed to hear that. And now I'm repeating it for that purpose. Anybody else needs to hear that. You have other options. There's going to be both. There's a wealth of stuff to enjoy ourselves with. Discussion is important. It really is. That's why there are book clubs and that kind of thing to help digest the story. Because I'm seeing a lot of people who they grew up on the internet, very sheltered, and they don't seem to be very aware of what a villain is. The functions of a villain. It scares me. And some of the stuff that I'm working with, sometimes it is hard to tell, especially with the soap opera, because they go up and down. And that's sort of the point of the soap opera. Oh my gosh, can you believe this? It makes a lot of sense. I don't know how people are watching Dark Shadows if they're binging so much, or like Oisin talks about on the 50th anniversary, her and Michael been watching one a night and then said, well, it's sort of the same, but they're watching at night. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's the thing. We had situation comedies. This is almost socially redeeming, and it made sense just because the process of people's day. You'd have the soap opera in the morning, get the housewives going. Would not be surprised to hear a story about somebody pummeling the pillows real good to fluff them up because they're pissed off at what Angelique did that day and get you energized. You know, you're so irritated at all these soap opera characters. And then in the evening, you settle down with a good situation comedy, wrap it up in 22 minutes, solve a problem, people are happy again, and you go to bed. That's not how we watch TV anymore. You're not quite sure which way is up and down and all that. But there was a progression to the day. It made a lot of sense to have soap operas in the morning or in the early part of the day, and then have the situation comedies in the evening. I know there were some tense stuff playing at night when I was little, and I was like, oh, why are they airing this? I can't get to sleep now. I'm too wrapped up in fear and anxiety. But be that as it may, I wanted to keep this short. So basically, I wanted to say how I was and just saying that, yeah, it's going slower and I want to get it going and get that tandem. And just have the chit chat on the characters with the couples and with the different shows. Trying to get some help with the Addams Family because Autumn is, she's in her early 20s. It's a hard time. A lot of new stuff to work out. And I remember it was hard for me. Yeah, she hasn't been available. And Helena doesn't really know the Addams Family that well. Just looking around. I got a couple people, but it's easier to chit chat to come up with ideas on that. I do have places I would like to go with them. It's just getting their reactions and characters and stuff down so well. That's difficult. But I'm pretty sure I know what Victoria wants and where it's going to go with that, the general sense of it. And I'd like to work with her and the Addams Family more because it's very cozy there. It's just hard. The Addams Family is almost its own multi-fandom when you think about it. It's rough to figure out the variables and the seesaw effect and what contradiction of normality they're shooting for, like I said in another intro. So there's that, and there's trying to figure out music, there's trying to figure out sound effects. And like I said, the baggage, just working through it, because I had a lot more very heavy life stuff before I even started the Pit of Ultimate Dark Shadows. And I was getting a lot better. It took a long time, though. It took many years. And with this, I don't know. I'm happy that there's good people out there. And what really helps sometimes is a pen pal. Like, I got a letter today. She just said, yeah, tuned in. And I'm enjoying it. And thank you. And doesn't really say a whole lot, but I do need the people who say a whole lot. And I go looking for more just for the sake of somebody could drop off or die or something, you know? The c'est la vie. Or something else could happen. So I look for more than five just to try and keep the stability there and to keep focus on the positive, to keep focus on the work. And yeah, a lot of baggage comes back that just irritates me where somebody's saying, they're trying to tell me what to do. And I'm like, okay. Build me up for a minute, tear me down for an hour. I don't need this. And thankfully, another friend said, yeah, you don't need that. You need to focus on people who are going to support you, not a lot of negativity. But it was made so easy that, yeah, there was a lot. It's still sitting in my head. It's frustrating. The dismissal, the poo-pooing, the being told what to do, or things about the characters that they wanted to see themselves. It's like, that's why there's other stories. I've tried to also share if you want this outcome, go to this person or go to this story. But then they rather would come complain to me. And it's also funny when I hear about that was baggage stuff. This is the fun part, though. The fun part more recently is the, and it's not, I don't know if it's fun for all y'all when you do this. Oh, if only. Oh, if well, that's soap opera. The soap opera is all about, oh, if only. That's why I wanted to go, all right, well, it's 21st century. Somebody must have made a relief series by now. No? No? That's when I came out. And of course, a lot of you know about me because I had to go advertising. And the reason I was advertising so darn much was one, it was the advice I got. And two, nobody was talking. So I kept going to other zones of the internet to try and find somebody who would. Well, it didn't do a whole lot. It made more mischief anyway. Occasionally, somebody would pipe up, but most of the time they run away screaming because they're like, oh. Yeah, because they don't want to think. That's why they're online. It's like, oh, please, can we? Why? You coming online because you don't want to think? So backwards. So the other thing, if only, is it's so funny to me because I'm sitting here making a creation. Like, oh, on this day, however many years ago, Catherine Lee Scott left the show. Sorry, Melissa. And there I am. There I am, doing Penvelta Production Shadows episode 17, working on it, listening to Sam, who is not dead, and Maggie. Is she still there? I'm working on it. So the if only, I'm all, I don't have that problem. Have the if only problem. I've got the, well, how do I make this work out? What's next? Let's work on the next thing. I don't have to miss Maggie. Because she's in the pit of ultimate dark shadows. But I don't have to miss Josette either. I don't have to miss Kitty or nothing. And it's so funny with Wadsworth. He just showed up. It was almost automatic. I've been curious what more could have been done with Clue the movie. But it was as it is. I mean, it was so chunky, and it is so chunky that yeah, you can play it again and again and get stuff out of it because the lines are going back and forth so well. So when I looked at the potential of a relief series in the beginning, Wadsworth was practically automatic. So then I just go looking for more information about Clue. And it's so funny too, because people, oh, Dark Shadows, my childhood, my childhood. I'm like, excuse me, I had a childhood too. And we're mixing it up here. Clue the movie. That's my childhood. There's a whole lot in my childhood. Did you only have Dark Shadows in your childhood? When people say, oh, my childhood. So I didn't give up being a kid because, man, I'm watching the grown-ups. Man, that's no fun. Not mean that this could be so long and rambly, but then again, I'm in a very comfortable position right now. Physically, not sitting in a chair. So trying to get 17 done and hopefully getting the tandem back with 18. 18's just got so many fandoms. It's ridiculous. Well, the whole thing's ridiculous. If you want to talk how many fandoms and Pabst Beer and Time Machine, it goes on and on and on. That's why I don't get a chance to thank everybody and put everybody in the all due respect list because there's just too many people, too many creations. And I do need the chit chat because that's how it gets done. The brainstorming of ideas and the effort involved. That's about it, I guess. Just need to get some talk help. But all you guys that have been keeping in touch with me, I am so grateful. I am so grateful because I was starving. And that's why I got as many pen pals I did as quick as I did. 3 years of trying to do this online was such a disaster, minus the novel. That actually helped for quite a while. Not everybody. I needed more chit chat and I wasn't getting it. Because something happened. People just they got distracted. And I'm trying to talk to more of the kids, meaning kids in their 20s. What were you doing? What happened? They want to say. They try to explain it about the focusing problem. Happy to work with them. So with the pen pals, doing things online for 3 years, everything got high school into more high school and more high school and more aggravating. And like I said, empty promises. Oh yeah, I'll go through them and I'll tell you. And then you're just seeing the people hang out on Facebook. Once upon a time, you knew that people were wasting their time watching TV. And then they say they were too busy. But you're pretty sure, yeah, they're watching TV. They're not that busy. And then you go on Facebook and they say they're busy. You can see exactly what they're busy with. It ain't nothing. It's a lot of nonsense. Oh, what a different universe. So with the pen pals, yeah, almost every time I get the stationery out, I am so grateful because I was starving. And in 6 months, that's how long it took. 3 years being online, feeling like a prisoner. Everybody I'm talking to is feeling like a prisoner on social media, like a prison camp. There's no way out. Everything's online now. Can't go to the store. Like, what? I've been having to open, you know, the doors again to people who just gotten stuck. And then pen pals, 6 months. You go look at the review piles on fanfiction.net. That's the power of effort and pen and paper. People who live one day at a time. So 3 years of more online, more online, more online. Pen pals, 6 months. It's wonderful. And I thank them all the time. And they thank me, a lot of them. And some people are just, they're happy living their lives, so they didn't even know any difference. But I am so grateful because I was starving. And a lot of times I will write letters with that same starvation and feeling of like Great Depression hoarding, that kind of thing. When people get out of the Great Depression, the people who lived through the Great Depression or were the offspring of people who were, the scarcity, the feeling of scarcity. They have a tendency, it creates that need to hoard objects. And I believe there's still people going through that. So with me and the pen pals, yeah, just the gratitude. It feels like it's going to be endless. I'm so grateful just because sometimes some want to do the Q&A or say what they liked. And that's why the Q&A works, is because it's segmented just into scene by scene. I could do something different. I want to make it easier for whoever is listening to be able, because there's so much going on, just to say what they like, because it could just be a tumble, a ramble of, well, this is, you know, nothing's in sequence. So I put it in sequence with the Q&A. And some pen pals like that. And some pen pals, they just say, I'm listening and I enjoy it. And that's okay too, because that was getting bad too. People being disingenuous and lying. And I don't know why. I don't know why. I still don't know. Like, I've even got one pen friend who was kind of doing that. And I was like, could you just tell me why that happens? Why do you have to hide it? Because I have your address and I'm getting your downloads, getting the statistics. So don't feel guilty. I just want to know how that happens, because it's happened so frequently online. And the results toward me have been very bad. I don't know why. And that is a question a lot of people are going to have to ask themselves. A lot of people listening. What happened? You know, what happened to make you make those neglectful decisions? So then you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice. But yeah, I'm one of the pen friends. And yeah, I'm working on 17. And I'm working on 18. And I'm trying to look at printed pages again. And less screen. So yeah, get in touch. I could use some chit-chat on some of these scenes. And some of the characters. And thank you. I hope everybody's doing well.